AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Karen Shamas reports on the passenger plane crash in India carrying over 240 passengers.
An Air India passenger plane bound for London with more than 240 people on board crashed Thursday in India's northwestern city of Ahmedabad, and there were no known survivors, according to officials. Black smoke billowed from the site where the plane went down in a populated area near the airport in Ahmedabad, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's home state. Firefighters doused the smoking wreckage of the plane. Many charred bodies lay on the ground and one was carried away on a stretcher by first responders. Indian television news channels reported that the plane crashed on top of the dining area of a medical college hostel, and visuals showed a portion of the aircraft atop the building. It was unclear if any medical students were present inside the building at the time of the crash. Air India said of the over 240 passenger and crew members on board, there were 169 Indians, 53 Britons, 7 Portuguese and 1 Canadian. I'm Karen Shamas.
No King's protests are set for Saturday, aiming to counter a military parade in Washington, marking the Army's 250th anniversary on what is also Trump's 79th birthday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports on a new poll about how U.S. adults feel about Saturday's parade.
The poll, conducted by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, shows most adults are more likely to approve rather than disapprove President Trump's decision to hold festivities. Saturday's celebration will honor the 250th anniversary of the Army. But about 6 in 10 people also say the parade is not a good use of government money. The Army expects as many as 200,000 people could attend. It says putting on the celebration will cost an estimated $25 million to $45 million.
This is AP News. The U.S. is reducing its presence of personnel in the Middle East.
As talks between the U.S. and Iran over Iran's rapidly advancing nuclear capability appear to be breaking down, and with veiled threats of use of force by both sides, the United States is now drawing down the presence of those not deemed essential to operations in the region due to potential unrest. The State Department has ordered the departure of all non-essential personnel from the American Embassy in Baghdad and has authorized the departure of non-essential personnel and family members from Bahrain and Kuwait. The Defense Department has authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations across the region. The next set of talks are tentatively scheduled for this weekend in Oman, but it's looking increasingly unlikely that those talks will happen. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.